Let's say you're fucking. Let's say you're fucking. I don't know, you're fucking dog style, right? Let's say you're fucking dog style, and the chick gets pregnant. I mean, would the kid pop out backwards? I don't know. I saw some chick walking around the street with a big hump on her back. Said, you a fucking dog style, eh? Oh, Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. Eating her curds and whey. Long came a spidey, sat down beside. He said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch? Oh! Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. That fucking whore. Little boy Blue, he needed the money. Was an old lady, lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, a uterus fell out. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack burnt off his fucking dick. Old mother hubby went to the cupboard to get her old dog a bone. She bent over, Rover took over. Oh! She got a bone of her own. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, trim that pussy, it's so damn hairy. Oh! All right, I see you've been doing your homework. But you see, that's where I keep going. I'm not happy just giving you the old shit. So I put together a few more. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife, loved to beat her. Smacked her twice across the head, fucked the race and went to bed. Little Bo Peep fucked a sheep, blew a horse, licked his feet. She ate his ass so very nice, tongued his balls not once but twice. Mary had a little lamb she kept in her backyard. When she took her panties off, his woolly dick got hard. Hickory dickory dock, some chick was sucking my cock. The clock struck two, I dropped my goo, I dumped the bitch on the next block. End of story. Yeah, good old Mother Goose, remember her? I fucked her. I didn't have no fucking choice. Two tits, a hoe, and a heartbeat. That's all it takes for me. Hey, when you see a chick, hey, she's got a great personality, yeah. But does she suck a good dick? My friend Joey's got a good personality too. But I don't want him to blow me. That's why I don't understand this whole faggot thing, you know? To me, that's common sense. I don't see how a guy lays on the beach, looks at another guy's hairy ass and says, oh yeah. Oh, I gotta have that. I ain't leaving the beach till I see him, yeah. And they're too sensitive. They don't know if they want to be called gays, homosexuals, fairies. I call them cocksuckers. I think it spells it out. What's the big debate about already? Yeah, they want their rights, I'll give them rights. 10% off of Vaseline, now get the fuck back in the closet. It's unbelievable. I can't deal with it no more, man. And you got all kinds. It's not just the regular, you know, two-arm, two-leg fags that get me. It's these trans testicles, you know? You ever see one of them? That's a nice Sunday surprise, huh? Meet the girl of your dreams, you wine her, dine her, you take her home, you put your hand up her skirt, you're holding a tree trunk. What do you say? Hey, for a chick, you got some set of balls. And bisexual, let me explain something. There is no bisexual. No such thing. You either suck dick or you do not suck dick. I mean, what do these guys do? Get up in the morning and flip a coin to decide. Heads I want, hair pie, tails, balls across the nose. Oh! What a choice, huh? I mean, you never see a black guy being gay. You don't see that. How do you give a guy head from three blocks away and say, I love you? Blacks are proud of their penises. They hold on to it like someone's gonna rip it off. You seen them coming down the street. Yeah. You know, a lot of people says to me, Moby, why are you always holding your thing? Well, you know, it wouldn't be gentlemanly to leave it dragging on the ground behind me and shit. Yeah, well, while you're at it, why don't you snake the toilet, okay? And plunge the kitchen sink. It could always use it, Mo. Oh, the blacks know what I'm talking about. Where are you tonight? Smile. Hey, no, throw it up here. Let me just show him. But I give him credit. He's got the balls. That's all it takes in this world. Fucking balls. Like, look at these Japs. These Madam Butterfly wok-using little nip motherfuckers. I mean, I go into a bank. The name of my bank is Hey, Hey, Hey. They're taking over. Didn't we drop two bombs on them a few years ago? What was in those bombs? Fucking fertilizer. And they're the worst drivers. I mean, how do you drive with your eyes three quarters closed? You could blindfold these people with fucking dental floss. You don't give them keys to a car. You don't put your money in that fucking bank. You kick them in the ass and say, get the fuck out of the country. But you don't let shit like this get to you. I try to stay cool, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. Maybe it's me. I just don't get it. I'm having a hard time with people lately. I'm even seeing one of these psychopathologists. I went into him. I said, you know, Doc, I'm having a hard time making friends, you cocksucker. Can you give me some advice? So he sends me for a physical, right? And let me tell you something, doctors know nothing about the body. It's unbelievable. Number one, I come walking in, the nurse comes over like an animal. Give me a cup of urine. Go, you take cream and sugar with that, honey? Maybe a donut on the side. So now she sends me into the doctor, he's checking me out, I think everything's all right. Just as I'm getting dressed, the guy jams a finger up my ass. This man went to school for 35 years to learn about the body. You don't jam your finger up someone's ass. I mean, tickle it. Talk dirty to me. Get me excited about the project. Then he starts juggling my couillons like he's looking for ripe tomatoes. So I'm going, Doc, back off. This ain't no fucking social call. So you know what this fucking nitwit tells me? He goes, you need to cut down in smoking. So I'm like, okay, but did you have to stick your hand up my ass to find this out? I mean, number one, I'm smoking 15 years. My lung feels great. Smoking don't bother me, man. I'm telling you, I jog 5 miles a day and smoke. I smoke when I'm banging a chick. Sometimes they get a little pissed off. The ashtray slips off their ass now and then, you know. So you give them a little sin. That's it, honey. Move that fucking thing. You want me to call again? But wherever you go, you know, people break you. I'm out with this pig a few weeks ago, right?
And she's like, she's going, you know, you really shouldn't smoke. I mean, it's a dirty habit. I go, yeah, so's wiping my ass, but nobody's banning that. You go into a movie theater, the minute you sit down, a big sign comes on, no smoking. That's when I light up. And there's always that one couple a few seats away. You know the ones.
Oh, look at him. He's smoking.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm jerking off too, honey. Want to come a little closer? I'll butter your fucking popcorn. All over the country, stop cigarettes. Stop fucking cigarettes, right? Up in San Francisco, the fag capital of California, they pass a bill. You can't even smoke in the street. They put you in jail because they say it offends people. Yeah, okay, it's offending. But it's okay if you want to butt slam your buddy while you're waiting for the bus. You smack him in the face with your dick 5-6 times. Oh, this isn't offensive, right? Yeah, you can smoke the baloney pony, but not a fucking Marlboro. What's wrong with people? Nobody tells me what to do, not even me.
You're supposed to be nice to people.
Fuck you. It's nice to be back in Philly. I like the attitude. You get into a car in Philly, man, you better have an attitude. Because the minute you pull up to a red light, it's got to stop, you know? Guy next to you looks over. You got a fucking problem. Hey, what's your fucking problem, huh? I'll get out of this car, stick a pipe up your ass. Those are the chicks. Because out in L.A., man, they're wimpy, I'm telling you. Out there, you cross a crowded street, cars will stop. Yeah, try that here, you know? Guy tries to cross the street here, it's like, hey, Joey's gonna try to make it. He ain't even halfway across the street. I want to see him fucking legless. Ask somebody for the time in the street. I love that. Everything's a fucking attitude. You go, excuse me, you know what time it is? Huh? What, you can't afford a fucking watch? What do I look like, big fucking Ben to you or something? Go fuck yourself. Your mother's a whore, did I ever tell you that? You prick, fuck you. I guess you don't know the time, huh? Oh, man, and then you go into Manhattan, you got them all there, man. I have no pity. No fucking pity. Like when these panhandlers come over, you know?
Hey, man, you got some spare change?
I only carry hundreds. You fucking smelly, sleazy, scummy bum. I'm the guy that put my boot in your eye when you were sleeping on the street an hour ago. What am I giving you money for? Fuck you, I got a family. You got your Moonies, your Hare Krishnas.
Would you like to buy a pencil?
Yeah, and I'm gonna sharpen it in your asshole. I need a pencil for, I'm waiting for a fucking bus. Give me a dollar. Bingo, next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from here. California, now that's where you want to be. So, they loaded up that hunk of shit they call a truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars, dykes, faggots, pimps, hookers, mass murderers, drug addicts, earthquakes. Great place to bring up a family, huh? Yeah, man, but the old TV shows like that, I really love. Like I Dream of Jeannie. No, she wasn't a whore. But this Major Nelson she lived with, he was a putz, this guy, you know? I mean, he finds this fucking chick. She walks around the house, her tits are hanging out. And if you get real close to the TV like I do, you could see Bush. Oh, she had a hair pie that would knock your Aunt Connie's socks off. She had, you know, she's not like one of these women today that wax it, you know? Design a pussy, that's in today, you know? I don't want no wax, I want a clump of hair, you know? I want something I could plant tomatoes during the summer and water the shit. You know, but he's on TV and he's like, no, don't do nothing, Jeannie, don't do nothing. Give it to me for a day. Just one, give it to me for an hour, you know? I'd be like, okay, Jeannie, you want to do something? Right, I want you to make your tongue about 6 feet long and lick the back of my balls from across the room. You think you can swing it, honey? Or else get in the bottle, I'm throwing you back in the water. That's all you're worth. It's unbelievable, man. People, it's unbelievable. And then the cops today, cops are unbelievable, man. I'm driving down here tonight, right? This guy pulls me over, me. He comes over to the car and he's like, I clocked you at 70. I go, yeah, I know, snap ahead, I would have hit 90, but you stopped me. He goes, are you drunk? I go, yeah, a little horny too, wanna suck my dick? So now he's telling me, get out of the car and walk the white line. I go, look, number one, the line's yellow. I don't work without a net, that's just the way I am. Cops, man. You need a cop today. You don't dial 911. You call Dunkin' Donuts. That's where they are. Because let's face it, that's where crime's really happening today. People are walking in with machine guns every day. Okay, order glaze in a fucking box. The munchkins too. Let's move. So by the time one of these fucking cops even catch up to you, right? He's got powder on his face. He's got fudge on his fucking fingernails. The handcuffs are slipping out of his hand. I'm like, hey, let me put them on, all right? Don't clean yourself up, you fat fuck. Are you a cop or a circus act?